All right, welcome to Coffee with Marcus and Mark, the number one stock market show on Spotify and one of the most popular market updates on Tuesday. So in this show, we are going to talk to you about what's happening in the markets and how we are trading it. And today is Wednesday, February 22nd. It is super good to be back. I'll tell you more where I've been, what I've been doing. And today is the day where I'm getting new windows. So if you hear a little bit of noise in the background, these are the windows, guys. They're installing some new windows. Super exciting. And hey, talking about super exciting, welcome to the stock market roller coaster. You see, yesterday, I mean, we have a short trading week. So because Monday was a holiday, President's Day, and then yesterday, markets dropped sharply because there's higher inflation worries, and this is where everybody is worrying, what will the Fed do? And today we get the Fed meeting minutes. So what will happen? And more importantly, how are we trading these markets? By the way, if this is your first time here, I'm Marcus Heidkotter, this super smart guy who has been covering for me for the past, what, 10 days almost? A couple of weeks, yeah. That's my head coach, Mark Hodge. And you see, we're real traders who trade live accounts. So therefore, we got a lot of trading experience. We're showing you how we trade these crazy markets. So trust me, we know our stuff and we're not afraid to tell you like it is. If you're looking for some honest insights into the fascinating world of trading, you're definitely in the right place. And if you would like to listen to some construction noise, you're also in the right place. How bad is this, Mark?
Marcus, we could still hear you. We could see, hear what you're saying. And hey, I'm happy that you were so eager to get back in the studio that you said, construction be damned, I'm going to be there.
To be honest, I thought it was a little bit less noisy, but yeah, I'm here. Now, before we look at the market, so just briefly of what happened, where I've been. So for the past 2 weeks, I've been with my daughter Vivian at a sailing regatta. And I just wanted to show you this picture really quickly so that you know what this is all about. So this is their sailboat. That's my daughter Vivian. That's her skipper Ewan. So that's what they're racing. And we were in Jensen Beach, Florida. And that's where a lot of the action was going on. So we had a fantastic time there. And yeah, the Airbnb did not have a good internet so that I could join you. But it's definitely good to be back.
Yeah, nice to have you back. That's awesome. I love that pic. That's a great picture.
So what did I miss, Mark?
Markets tumbling. The sky is falling.
Well, but it just happened yesterday. I mean, before this, we were just going sideways. Nothing. It seems that while I'm gone, there wasn't a whole lot going on in the markets here. Really, even on Friday, I know that we closed the week lower, but without that slide yesterday, we were very steadily heading, holding up here.
Yeah. You mentioned it, Marcus, but yesterday, the worst trading day of the year, market sliding. And up until then, there were a few, you know, losing days, but it was more choppy. It was more sideways. I mean, even the Dow's three consecutive losing days, they were small losses until yesterday. So what is this move? Well, it seems to be two things, in my opinion. One, after such a huge start to the year, there's going to be some profit taking. We're just not going to shoot up, 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 and up without a pullback. And then also there is some concern or fears that what the Fed's doing isn't as effective right now, and they need to do what they're doing even longer than traders had expected.
Right. And so, I mean, you talked about the Dow. The Dow is now negative. For the year, I mean, we're down in the Dow. Well, it seems that right now we're up 0.04%. As of yesterday, we're negative, since the Dow is up right now 0.11%. I mean, the 0.0 is seem to make a difference here. The S&P is still up for the year. I mean, 3.8%. The NASDAQ, still the gainer of the three indices, up 9%. But one of the things that I was also checking, okay, is the bullish golden cross still intact?
And it is. Look at that. Look at that. The 50-day moving average for the S&P is above that 200-day moving average. We do see that the S&P is pulling back to that 50-day, so kissing that, seeing some support. Marcus, we also have this 4,000 level. Then these round numbers, the 4,000 in particular, definitely something to watch.
Yeah, and right now we seem to have this double support because we have the 50-day moving average and we have the 4,000 level. So this will be interesting.
Yeah, another thing that traders were keeping an eye on, we know that the meat of earnings season is over. Now we're just getting some leftovers, but there are some significant names still reporting, or at least reported this week. And Walmart and Home Depot in particular were two names. We're getting more into retail now as earnings season winds down. And Walmart and Home Depot basically said that, hey, we're seeing that there's a shift here in consumer spending. Home Depot said that they are seeing customers shopping more cautiously. There's even, Walmart with some brand name purchases going more towards the Walmart retailer with traders instead of spending the big bucks on brand names, shopping potentially with Walmart. They're seeing that shift in spending, which on one hand is good for the Fed, but not necessarily good for stocks and earnings moving forward.
Yeah, and this is where we also saw that yesterday it was the 10-year yield that actually pushed highest since November, because we pushed higher than we did towards the end of December. And that's where people are keeping an eye on. What will the Fed do?
Yeah, and look at those probabilities. Is that up to date? Did you just refresh it? Okay, it was a little more skewed to the 50 basis point hike yesterday. I want to say it was about 75-25, if I remember correctly. And now we see that it's dropped a little bit. This is where I think that the quarter point, a 25 basis point hike is likely for the March meeting or pretty much guaranteed at this point. I really don't see the Fed coming in with a shocker and saying, hey, we're going to half point. We need to really just up our game. I think that they'll raise rates and be a little more in a wait and see type environment. I mean, raising rates after such a huge increase over the last couple of meetings anyway, it's still a big deal. But those probabilities have shifted. Also looking at when they expect or when traders expect the Fed to start to reduce their rates, that's been holding up over the last couple of days. So it seems like at this point, traders are pricing in a quarter point hike in March and then staying strong at around the 525, 550 level, maybe getting a rate cut at the end of the year in the December meeting.
Yeah, and talking about the Fed, we might see a little bit more of what the Fed is thinking when we look at the meeting minutes today. So on the economic calendar, today at 2 p.m. Eastern time, we have the FOMC meeting minutes. And this shows us what Fed members were thinking before they made the decision a couple of weeks ago when they decided to raise interest rates a quarter point. And I think really what it all boils down to, Mark, is the next jobs report in the beginning of March, because this comes right before the next meeting. And I think the Fed really wants to see that the jobs market is weakening.
Yeah, I'm with you, because that's what seems resilient right now. The jobs market, the labor force, even though we're seeing companies laying off employees, cutting employees, it's not to the extent that it's really hurting the jobs market. And there's still more jobs available than those unemployed. And so if that shifts, you see average hourly wages coming down more, and that's going to help inflation. Until then, inflation is, we're past peak inflation, but it's just not coming down as fast as the Fed would hope.
Yeah, exactly. So we'll see what happens there. And this is where, if you look at today, there's just uncertainty in the markets. If you look at a 5-minute chart of the S&P, at first we finished kind of unchanged to yesterday, pushed a little bit higher, lower. Right now we are right around the unchanged mark, and it's really, we traders and investors are looking for some impulses, because as you said, earnings season has been winding down, and right now we do have a few reports, and right now there's no real impulse to push markets one way or another. I believe that yesterday was just coming out of a long holiday weekend and was a little bit of an overreaction. I thought that today we would bounce back a little bit more. And I mean, we just got started with trading, so it can still happen. But so far, it has been a rather quiet day, which can change this afternoon at 2 p.m. Eastern when the Fed meeting minutes will be released.
Sure. I mean, S&P is holding out just around 4,000. VIX is, it popped a little bit today, but really just flat for the session, although it's trading back at the highs of the highest that we've seen for the year. Actually, on the first trading day of the year, VIX was a little bit higher. But since then, this would now be the highest that we're at.
Yeah. So how are we trading this? The question is, should we still be trading the wheel or should we just wait and see? And I don't know, wait for what?
I mean, this is where there are opportunities to trade with individual names. And with this increase in the VIX, that's going to help option premium increase, which we love trading the wheel. That's our first go-to, get that option premium on the put side. And there have been some opportunities.
Yeah. So going back to the trades that we are in, so CTRA, we sold puts. We got assigned at 26. Right now, my break even is at 24.51. We're trading at 23. So nothing to do just now. This support level seems to hold. I did sell, when was it, last week already? We both sold the 26 call, right?
Yes.
So yep. I bought it back yesterday for 5 cents after selling it for 40 cents. So that's around 90% of the max profits. And that's what I'm looking for to close it. So yesterday I closed this, took some money off the table because CTRA is reporting earnings this afternoon, right?
Yep.
After the market. So this is where I think it's good because if they pop on earnings, I have another opportunity to sell more calls. And I mean, if they dropped these 5 cents, wouldn't have made a difference. What about you, Mark? Are you closing your CTRA calls or are you keeping it open?
So I love your decision to close it for the very reason that you mentioned. I would have been more interested in doing that if CTRA hadn't pulled back so much. But I decided to just keep it open just because I don't see us getting a $3 pop. If there is a pop, I believe that I could roll if needed or even sell calls on Monday after Friday's expiration. So it was a little bit of a judgment call there, but I absolutely love what you did.
Yeah. So, I mean, just looking off what CTRA usually does, I mean, we have the data here for the last 5 quarters, the price move probability on the seventh day, or we can actually look at this. What we can expect tomorrow, right? I mean, on average, we see a 3.6% move. And I said, that's way different than $3. I mean, $3 would be like a 12% move here.
Yeah.
But we did see a 12% move. So
we did back in February. You know, also looking at the expected move, right now, traders are pricing in a 4% range. 23.97 on the upper level and 22.12 on the lower level. And so, yeah, I just felt okay holding those 26s. But I would love to be wrong on this one and love to see this one just take off and go up 12%.
Yeah. So we'll see. Then we have the Googles. So you are out of your position because you got assigned at 103 and you got called away on this massive move up. So right after this, Google gets into the AI wars with Microsoft and Google seems to lose the battle here. So right now, my break even is at 103.82. It's trading at 91. So I'm not able to sell some calls there. So good for you of getting out of this one.
Yeah, and I'm going back and forth on this one because you could see right now the 89's available. I saw the 88 available, even thinking maybe reloading, taking another trade here if we get down to 86 or if the 86 puts available. I'm still kind of on the fence, but hey, we're still in this range. It's just we would rather be at the upper range or at least if you're in the trade.
Right, exactly. And I mean, this is where, you know, that for my NVIDIA position, I flew a more aggressive rescue mission, which worked out. I'm planning to do something similar with Google. So when we're getting to the probably 86 level here, 86, 85. I might just sell more puts to bring down my cost basis to maybe around somewhere 100, so that when we move again to the upper end of the range, I can start selling calls again. So that's kind of my plan here with Google.
Nice. I like it.
By the way, before we move to another position here, do you guys find this helpful? Because if you do, do us a favor and click on like. This way we know what you want us to cover in the show. And always feel free to leave a comment here. So UNP, this is a trade that I did last week. I sold the 197.50 expiring this Friday. You were holding out because you said I wanted to sell the 195. You saw a little bit more support at 195. I was a little bit more aggressive at the 197.50. And you got your wish granted yesterday.
Yeah, I got my 195 and we have dipped. There's, you know, two parts to this. One, I'm okay owning shares of UNP at 195. If I wasn't okay doing that, I would not have sold the 195 put. So whenever I sell a put, I'm 100% comfortable owning shares at that price. And because I'm selling puts below the market, it means if I get assigned, I'm always owning shares at a discount from when I identified the opportunity and said, this is a good trade. So I'm perfectly fine with getting assigned here at 195, even though UNP is right now at 192.23. I also would say that this dip that we saw yesterday, it was a little more than I expected. We know the train derailment issues in CSX or actually NSC, Norfolk Southern, they were experiencing a drop. And yesterday, the UNP drop was about double what Norfolk Southern experienced. And I was a little surprised about that. But all in all, I think it's a good trade. And with what I've read, it seems like even if there are some issues with Norfolk Southern, that their exposure to the derailment is really minimal when you look at the big picture and the money that they make.
Yeah. So you're saying this so calmly. So are you not panicking because right now we are trading below 192? Aren't you worried about getting assigned on Friday and then owning it? You just said,
no.
I'm okay owning it.
Yeah, no, I'm not panicking at all. I was a little surprised that we pulled back as much as we did yesterday. Otherwise, I would have held off a little bit and got double the premium on those 195s. But owning shares at 195, I'm fine with that.
Yeah, and this is where, I mean, we looked at it, and there's always two questions that you need to ask yourself, especially when you're trading the wheel strategy. The first one is, do we want to own the stock? And we looked at the PE ratio of below 50. Right now it's at 18. That fits our criteria. They are paying a dividend, so that's definitely one of our criteria. And we also looked at what are their profits and revenues doing over the last few quarters and over the last few years. And this is super stable. I mean, this is, I believe this is as value as it can get as a stock. So I wouldn't mind owning this in my portfolio. Especially yep. Since there's a dividend yield, and we might even get some dividend yield, some dividends.
Well, if we get assigned shares on Friday, on Monday, that's ex-dividend. So we would be entitled to a $1.90 dividend payment.
There we go. And I mean, this also then helps us to basically bring down our break even because we're receiving $1.90.
Yep.
So yeah, I'm not concerned about this at all. Didn't see anything that excited me today. So TJX popped up. Wasn't the biggest fan of this one. It's a possibility, but I didn't like it too much. I think that with these three positions, I'm good. So I have three positions in my portfolio. I want to just keep one open for a possible rescue mission on Google because that's my plan. And therefore, I have one more open position. And nothing too exciting, especially since the markets right now are really just diddling along. If you look at a 5-minute chart, they can make up their mind. I mean, the S&P right now is slightly down again. The NASDAQ right around break even. The Dow, unchanged to yesterday. Same with the Dow. So probably some more impulses this afternoon.
I agree. Let's wait and see what the Fed minutes show and more importantly, how traders react.
Yeah. So we briefly talked about how we are finding the stocks and the criteria that we are running through. We actually did a video on this. And if you want, check it out. This shows you how to find the right stocks for the wheel strategy. And we'll see you in this video and then again tomorrow. Make sure they hit the like and subscribe.
Happy trading, everybody.